Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Hey, the show where we hobnob with the titans in the business world. And today we're meeting Alan Lai, co-founder and executive director of T-Pasa. I didn't know that fraud in the tea industry is actually something fairly common. Lower grade teas, even used teas, could be used as a substitute. Teas can be adulterated. You could think that you're drinking tea, but actually be drinking quite a bit of wood chips or sugar. It is unfortunate, but tea industry farmers are also paid the thinnest margin of their products' eventual retail price. Earnings could be unevenly distributed between farmers, wholesalers, even retailers. So maybe that doesn't concern you as a consumer, but this may. Excessive tea branding and packaging often leads to consumers overpaying for the very same tea supplied by farmers. So in a quest to combat all these issues and increase transparency, we're meeting today a local food tech startup. They're called T-Pasa, and they've developed a commercial portable device. It is about the size of like less than a mini fridge. It's really tiny, and it's not only fast, but it is a cheaper means of identifying the authenticity of plant-based food and drink, tea, herbs, even spices. It's called Profile Print. We're going to find out more about this scanner that can verify any plant-based product, although the firm is currently focusing on tea at this point in time. Alan Lai joining me now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good to have you. So tell me what T-Pasa is. It sounds like Pasa is Malay for marketplace. But then we're talking about fraud and then this device called Profile Print. So tell me what T-Pasa is all about.
So T-Pasa is actually a global marketplace online that has today more than 1,200 over SKUs products and more than 100 direct from farms and brands selling teas. And what we do is that we help authenticate tea samples, whether there's adulteration, and we help to create a taste profile by using a product, what we call the Profile Print. And over here, I thought it's important for me to share with you a bit more on the Profile Print machine that I brought along today.
Tell me how it works. Yeah.
So now you see the machine right in front of you. It's quite small. So very simply, all we need to do to analyze the food product, a small sample, as you see, I scope it in front of me.
Yep.
About 3 grams is sufficient. No processing is required. I don't need to brew into the tea, a liquid. No need to powderize. And I put it into the scanner. Within 3 seconds, as you press this button, it starts to scan. And here you go. The result comes out and it shows you exactly the origin of where this tea is from. So it is actually capturing the molecular fingerprint, processing the information and rapidly matching against our cloud-based database for us to identify, firstly, the quality, whether there's adulteration. Secondly, the geographical origin. We can also tell the harvest date, how long it has been stored, and last but not least, a predicted taste profile of the food product.
Why is a local Singapore startup focusing on detecting fraud in tea?
So if you look at Singapore's history, we used to be the world's largest, in fact, the most important tea trading hub in the world. But obviously, over the last 100 years, logistics has changed a lot and transformed, and we're no longer the hub for tea trading per se. But we can now reinvent ourselves to the global tea data trading hub. As the cloud is located in Singapore, the amount of data that we have allows now different manufacturers, retailers, blenders, different stakeholders within the tea supply chain across the world to be able to use a single standard based in Singapore. And as they scan using a portable machine, no matter where they are in the world, they come back and match against via internet through our server, authenticate using our algorithm, and able to now tell them what they need to know.
So how exactly does Profile Print do its work? You said 16 months ago is a much larger product, but I just saw it at work and it's, you know, half the size of my microwave, really.
So we are really, really fortunate that we have a great team with us. We are all very passionate about the project. And there were a lot of challenges when we first started. Food industry is an industry where it's very traditional. People are resistive to change. They are suspicious of what we're trying to do. But we see huge potential for technology to be tapped. Convincing and leading a team to believe this crazy vision that we are able to help authenticate using a small machine within 3 seconds was almost impossible at the start. We had to do it step by step to first focus on a large machine, to explain what we were doing, to prove that it worked, and then slowly move on to the portable machine. I think we were also fortunate to get support from the government, that Enterprise Singapore saw the value in what we were doing, awarded us, among many competitors, with a financial grant specifically for deep tech development and research. And beyond that, partners who believe in what we do, the merchants, the farms, as well as our investors. And these are the ones who saw what we are doing provides value to the world.
Help us understand consumer potential for profile print. If we looked at Mintel's consumer report, a huge chunk of consumers, 75%, say they prefer to taste food products before they purchase it. 53% say they're concerned about the safety of the products that they buy online. Being unable to taste and touch and smell highly valued food and beverage products like tea or truffles or ginseng online has limited these products' ability to expand in the e-commerce. So how exactly could profile print really change the way consumers purchase tea?
So at the consumer front, with profile print, we are now able to make scientific recommendations to the consumers online based on their own taste preferences. So an example would be at the Singapore Tea Festival last year, items that were profile printed enjoyed actually a 38% boost in sales compared to its counterparts which were not profile printed. In fact, with these taste profiles that we have for every individual tea, we are now able to also run an artificial intelligence model to make food recommendations that will pair with the beverage products that they have selected. So with data, a lot of things can be done because as we learn, the machine learns even faster and they are able to tell consumers things that they do not know.
So profile print could lead to definitely a jump in sales for businesses and e-commerce. So how is it going to benefit consumers or food producers more specifically?
Yep. In fact, if you look at profile print as a business concept, the target is the businesses. Okay. While it offers value to consumers, whether is it eliminating excessive branding by telling you what it is really or the taste profile, but the real value is providing this service to the different stakeholders within the supply chain. And I'm referring to people who are the local processors, the manufacturers, the exporters, the blenders, the importers, and finally, the end producer of the product. Because these are the elements that are spending a lot of money on importing and exporting and verifying what they're buying is true.
Yeah.
So we help to reduce the onerous work to physically taste and visually grade samples so that they focus on the higher value jobs. And more importantly, we also help to improve the speed of this supply chain process of sampling, quotation, order processing, so that now with information and data, you can actually just scan your sample in whichever country that you're in, send it via our cloud server, and we can now propose that sample that you might want to purchase, which today is done physically through logistics. But more importantly, what we believe strongly is in sustainability. Profile print supports the livelihood of farmers who actually earn the lowest margin of the entire supply chain.
Yeah, I was shocked
to hear that. So by doing what this profile print does, it strengthens the direct from farm business option.
How affordable is it?
Easy matching.
For businesses, many businesses listening in.
This machine is effectively not using much consumable spare parts. So I would say every scan costs less than a cent. It's very much electricity that you are talking about. But of course, as a business model, we're going to charge a subscription.
Of course,
and which means that the more they scan, we're going to charge a higher price. The less they scan, they're just going to pay a minimal setup cost. And that's what we're looking at.
Now, you showed me the machine, but can I just suggest if you're looking to scale up, come up with something that is as small as your watch so consumers can buy it? Because I would like to scan my tea. I just bought some Dragon Pearl tea and I thought $60 for this little amount of tea. I wonder what I'm actually drinking. But just a business idea for you there. Alan Lai is co-founder and executive director of Tea Pasa. They're a local food tech startup and they've developed a commercial portable device that helps identify the authenticity of tea. You don't even have to make the tea. Just dried tea leaves is all you need. So Tea Pasa has received financial support for proof of value under Enterprise Singapore's startup SG Tech program. We only have about 30 seconds on the clock, but how much has this really allowed for you to make your initial vision come true?
Definitely, it boosted our courage and confidence to try to put in even more effort with some form of financial support. But beyond that, it's really the network, the resources that Enterprise Singapore, as well as other government agencies such as ASTAR and NUS, who has been very encouraging and sharing with us and giving us technical knowledge and so as mentoring for us to develop this into a full-fledged commercial product.
Always great to meet a local Singapore startup. And thank you so much for coming by and explaining how T-Pasa works and also how your device works. Profile Print. Alan Lai is co-founder and executive director of T-Pasa, joining me here on Influence.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.